Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now, are you confused by all the conflicting nutrition advice that is out there? Here's some comforting fact, if there is any consolation. You're not alone. And so if you want to know more and be at least relieved from that stress you might be possessing, stay tuned as this lesson is for you. The cornerstone, they say, of a healthy diet should be to replace processed food with real food whenever possible. I mean, we're talking eating food that is as close as possible to the way nature made it, and that can make a huge difference to the way you think, look, and even feel. And Brother Pokonsi is going to be guiding us through our study today. Joins us on the line. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome once again to the Maranatha Drive.
Good afternoon. How are you?
No, doing quite well, sir. And how do you do on this beautiful Wednesday? It's the middle of the week. I don't know if it counts as the middle of the week. You know, because the week didn't start on Monday as normal.
No, everything is blessed. Thank you very much. No,
great
Thank
to hear. Great to hear. We can't wait for another installment. Excited to hear more about this healthful living we're talking about this week.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Now, we're talking healthful eating. Is there eating that is not healthy? I mean, eating food should be what we need to survive. I mean, they talk about how you can only survive so many days without food. Here we are saying healthful eating.
Healthful eating. And that's what we shall be establishing. And that's what we're trying to establish, actually. Mm. Unhealthful eating, we've seen what it's actually associated with. We know that it's associated with several clinical illnesses, such as obesity, diabetes, low metabolism, indigestion, or acid reflux. These are things that people complain about, intestinal dysfunctions, cognitive decline. You know, we see it even with our children, where there's poor memory or poor concentration. People complain about hormonal imbalances. So all these are related to food. That's why they're called lifestyle diseases.
Not that lifestyle, like maybe the way
food plays a major part. Food plays a huge major part. And that's what we shall be establishing as well.
We were thinking maybe it's lifestyle. By the way, we are living in 2024, so these are the lifestyle diseases of 2024, or perhaps it's lifestyle because we are in Southern Africa. People in Southern Africa have these kind of diseases, you know? And you are saying it's about
You know, it is essential to know why we eat and when to eat.
Okay.
These are just as important as knowing what to eat.
Wow. Are you saying it's not just about the contents of the food, but how we eat the food?
Definitely. You know, there's a gland in your brain called the pineal gland. Mm-hmm. It's actually responsible for timing your body. That's why frequently, there's a specific time where you'll get tired and sleep in the night, or you'll wake up even without your alarm. You know, that specific time where your stomach just hits, it's time to eat, bruh. There's a hormone responsible for timing your body. And hence, yesterday we actually established about regularity. You know, if your body eats, if you've positioned your body through habits that I need to start eating at 9 o'clock, eating at 9 o'clock, don't confuse the body. At times you eat at 11 o'clock, at times you eat, you miss your meals and so forth. Of course, fasting has its proper place. So respect that. Regularity is very important, in timing your body. So, I'm impressed by Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 17. It says, "Blessed art thou, O land, when your princes eat for strength and not for drunkenness." And they also eat in due season. That's what it says. They eat in due season and for strength and not for drunkenness. So basically, by just eating irregularly, you're eating for drunkenness. Hence, you find people getting drunk, not only on alcohol, but also food.
What about to say? To say, are you trying to claim this afternoon that you can be drunk by just food? Here we are thinking we are avoiding alcohol so that we
It's
don't
not
get drunk.
me. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messengers from the scriptures.
Yo, no,
So
read that verse again. Read that verse
ideally,
again, please, before you go on, Bapokot.
Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 17, blessed art thou, O land. Then if you continue reading down, it says, when your princes eat in due season and for strength and not for drunkenness. It's right there. So ideally, a minimum of two or maximum of three nourishing meals are enough to fuel the body. And it's also biblical. We find it in the book of Exodus, where God will feed the Israelites twice a day. And he'll feed Elijah on his run on his escape twice a day, you know. So how so? Look, you know, when we study the laws of the physique, the laws of the body, and having established it yesterday, we find that your digestive system takes place, the process it takes place around 4 to 5 hours, then give an hour for rest. So if I eat in the morning, let's say at 7 o'clock, I should give at least 6 hours for my next meal. That will be around 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock to have my lunch. Then I give another 6 hours. When will it be? That will be around 5 or 6 o'clock. So that means at night I should have as little as possible or to none, because I'll be going to sleep and I'm eating for energy. I'm eating for strength. And if I eat around 9 o'clock in the evening at night, or 10 o'clock at night, or 8 o'clock at night, where is that energy going to? Because I'm going to sleep. That's why your body is trying to get with all this energy that is roaming around and not being used. Hence, even your glucose, your sugar levels tends to fat, because nothing is actually being used. That energy is not being used. People getting dreams at night and they thinking that they had visions, but no, it's actually the food that is so undigested. And you wake up so tired, and because you know nothing was being put to use because of the late night meals. So it's very important to eat at regular times, to such that you don't eat heavy meals at night.
Yo. Okay, so we're not having dreams from the Lord. It's the food giving us
You know, the other thing that is of great importance, because I want us to go into what should your plate look like.
Okay,
One of the
yes.
things that should be of great importance is there's two types. You need to also take in cognizance of the occupation that one engages in. The sedentary workers, these are people who are office-based. They don't need like heavy meals.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you find manual labor people who use their strength, you know, who use their muscles. They need like a larger portion compared to
Okay.
a person who's a sedentary worker,
Worker. All
you
right.
know. As hence I say, you know, your breakfast actually plays a huge part of the meal for the day, because that's where most of your energy will be required. They say eat breakfast as a king, lunch as a prince, and your supper as a pauper, you know. You know, so that needs to be taken into cognizance that you know, your head the heavy meals comparison to sedentary and comparison to someone who is manual. One day we'll be talking about body types as well. You know, there's mesomorphs, there's ectos, there's, you know, people have different body types,
Yeah,
so you
speaking
don't
Greek now.
actually put. Yeah, we will unpack it one day. So you
Okay.
don't actually put every person
The same
into the same
category. Okay.
category, you know, when dishing, you know. And you find people who are actually well cognizant about their weight. You know, there are people who gain weight very quick, you know, because and having too much grains and to on their plates and so forth. But it's a topic of another day. It's a topic of another day.
Yeah, not true. And here we were,
But
sorry to
what
jump in there, here we were thinking that the dishing portions were because this one is the most respected and so must get the bigger portion. Ganti, you're saying, no, it should be based on your body type here. Wow.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I actually wanted to unpack the what consists a healthy
Yes,
plate.
please
So
do.
there's
Please do.
actually about four group types.
Okay.
For a healthy plate, we find whole grains, which I will just unpack. What are whole grains? You find legumes, you find seed nuts, fruits, vegetables, and then on the side, which is like the fifth, which is herbs and roots. So what will consist your herbs and sorry your whole grains? Your grains, these are things like your oats, your whole oats. I always advise that people should go for rolled oats,
What's the difference
because
with the other oats?
jungle oats is actually processed. They've removed some of the nutrients and they've added some of their synthetic nutrients and so forth. So rolled oats is as it is. It is actually processed as it is. You find millet, we find quinoa, you find black rice, by the way. It's just so delicious, by the way. You find red rice, you find, of course, brown rice, bulgur wheat, you find barley, so there's all varieties of whole grains that one can find that one can use for their breakfast and also for their lunch. Grains are actually rich in vitamin A and also rich in a group of vitamin Bs, your B1, B2, B3, B6, and 9, like your folate acid, your folates and so forth. Vitamin E, rich in, if you want to have good skin, your magnesium, your iron. You find people deficient with their iron levels. Go for grains, phosphorus and selenium, highly good even for women's health. So those are basically are your whole grains. Another type which was aforementioned was legumes. Your legumes, this would be like your lentils, your peas, your beans, your chickpeas, your soybeans, types of beans and peanuts. By the way, one can actually make their own milk, even from legumes themselves. If you have a good juicer, you can make
All
your
right.
own milk and stay away, keep away from dairy milk, dairy consumption. It has proven that dairy actually is associated with things like eczema, asthma, fibroids, obesity, diabetes, cancer, hormonal imbalances, also arthritis, different kinds of chronic diseases, candida, menstrual pains. Actually, let me set this on record, especially for female health. They shouldn't be experiencing pains whenever they go through menstrual cycle. They should feel, it should be least to a none possible. I've never heard my wife complaining about menstrual pains at all. Like zero, zero. No menstrual pains. She goes through a menstrual cycles, but not pains at all.
Maybe she's just not telling you, Akira Brother Pokotsi. She doesn't want to have you in on that matter.
not only her, but most people who are actually in plant-based, they hardly go through pains whenever they go through menstrual cycles. And that's because of the heavy of the things that we actually ingest in our systems. So that has to deal with actually making your own milk, using legumes. You can make your own burgers using whole grain foods. There's a science behind this. Then there are fruits as well. Highly good in it. They've got their own sugar called fructose. The nice part of the sugar that is the in fruits is that it's whole. It's a wrong science that the sugar in fruits is wrong and so forth. No, it's whole. It is associated or it is combined with other vitamins
All
and
right,
more
all right.
nutrients, so even in the absorption, it's not just the sugar itself, but there are other trace elements that are essential, for your system. Never, then the other thing, vegetables, never mix your fruits and your vegetables together. If you are to have your fruits as a side plate, let them be as one meal. If you are to have your vegetables at the side plate, let it be for another meal, because they contain different types of coenzymes. So in digestion, if you mix them, you actually confuse the body itself. We've been blessed, with this whole types of food groups. God says that in Psalms chapter 104, verse 14 to 15, he says he causes grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man. Herbs for the service of man. He causes herbs for the service of man. So a lot of varieties can come off from what I've mentioned. I think on Monday I spoke about white pap. I know there are people who love pap,
We're Africans, I'm
traditionally,
pretty.
culturally,
Africans, yes.
and we actually established that this the white pap itself is it's actually a grain, but the only problem is that they're using an endosperm that's like the sugar within the grain itself. They've removed the bran, they've removed the germ, and it's only the, it's basically sugar. It's sugar. Every time you eat white pap, you're actually eating sugar in itself. An alternative to white pap, you can go even to those African shops. We also have it on our online shop, which I'll share the details tomorrow.
Yes, please.
You can find Ngaiwa. I think most Zimbabweans, they know Ngaiwa. Mozambique, Malawian, they know Ngaiwa. It's still whole, it's still rich. You can
But
also
it's not
find yellow pap.
nice. It's okay, but it's not nice.
It's nice, by the way.
It's not. I speak from
You
experience.
can
It's
find.
not.
I think the person who cooked it for you, sorry. Sorry. Sorry for that. You should try our cook.
All right, all right.
You find also polenta. I don't know if you've tried polenta. It's more yellow meal. Very nice. You can even make your own poto with it. You can even make your amasi, using your legumes, amasi, nkomasi for people who love dairy or milk. You can make amasi from soybean, you can make amasi from tofu, which is soybean. You can make amasi from oat milk, rice milk. You can make milk from rice. Those are things, it's a science on itself. It's a science on its own. God has blessed, with the science when it comes to food making. There's no one for all. No, for all, but there are principles that
Oof.
need to be followed.
I feel like we should make a series about this one, Brother Pokon's hand, and we will definitely make time in the future because this is a wealth of information. I don't want to over feed our listeners all at once in their struggle. And I think it's what I've picked up is definitely there are ways to get it done, to live a healthful life, and like we were speaking today, to eat healthily. We cannot wait for that. Maybe before I let you go, our time has run out. I want to just ask one question. You make mention of the different portions that you must dish. I know you touched on the idea of body types, which we'll cover in a different time, like you said. But you also made mention to the same idea of different portions based this time on the work that you're going to be taking in. So if you're going to be heavy laboring, then you need to eat a bigger portion. But if you're going to be sedentary living, maybe working on a computer behind a desk or whatever it is, then you might need to eat a lighter meal. How do you manage that? Considering that usually it's the stomach that governs if you've had enough. Seldom do we eat by saying, okay, I'm not eating that, I'm not working that much today. I'm just going to have two slices of this homemade dry bread. Or today I'm going to be a heavy meal. Let me eat a big portion. We always eat, I'm full now. Thank you so much for the food. How do we balance that?
What I always say is that your body will tell you. Your stomach will tell you that now I'm
It's enough.
enough, it's enough. But I always say that in most cases you find that in engaging in processed foods, actually, remember I said you're actually eating processed foods is actually sugar in itself. There's no fiber, and it becomes easy to get hungry very quick, because there's no fiber in the foods that you eat. So fiber, foods that are rich in fiber will give you longevity. when they will prolong you, even in the grains that you eat. So whenever you eat a meal of grains, they take about 4 hours to actually break down, in the process of digestion. So if I'm a sedentary, most sedentary, I'll say they must have like a little portion of grain, not much portion of grain. Nuts are actually healthy fats for the brain as well. For someone who's a sedentary, they deal more with mental work, so they need foods that are that actually help with brain with brain
Activity.
power, brain power. So they will have more kind of more nuts, varieties of nuts. But also even for manual workers, not that they should, do away with nuts. They need nuts. I always say that have at least a handful of nuts, that will take as a manual labor or rather as a sedentary, what else?
No, I think that.
I love mabele. I love mabele. So let me close this. Mabele is actually one of the richest foods, one can ever find, categorized as the superfoods as well. You find almost every nutrients, within mabele itself. So we are blessed in the context of South Africa when it comes to foods as well.
Thank you so much for that. I think that is nice and clear. And I think it's a lesson. And I think we started with this one on Monday saying you need to learn. In fact, it was yesterday. You need to learn your machine, know your body. And we are learning as well today. Know not just your body in general, as in the human anatomy, but know your specific body and body type so that you know exactly what you need to take. Because what I take might be different to what Brother Pokonzi takes because of the different work we're involved in and the different body types. Thank you so much for that, sir. And may God bless you
God
as you
bless
go
you.
until tomorrow.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye
God
bye.
bless you.
That is a brother, Paul Pokonzi, there taking us through healthful living. That's our conversation for this week. And oh my goodness, the brother speaking so marvelously on what you can do. Practical things. If you are willing, you will take consideration of these things. And I want to read you the verse he gave us earlier. Beautiful text. I was like, yeah, this is what we're talking about. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 17. Remember, today's topic was healthful eating. So how you eat is important. Not just what you eat, but even how you eat. Listen to the verse. This is a wise man, Solomon. Blessed are you, O land whose king is of noble birth, or whose princes, listen to this part, eat at a proper time. I'm reading from the New International Version. They eat at a proper time for strength and not for drunkenness. Not their drinking is for drunkenness. No, they're eating. You want to say you don't drink. You want to say you don't get drunk. Remember that the scripture says, in the heavenly courts, drunkenness does not enter. And you might think, I'm safe because I don't partake of alcohol. Are you sure? Is your eating not betraying you? That you miss heaven not because of the bottle, but because of your table? Be careful.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.